And let me now basically finish this presentation, this morning presentation, by discussing various aspects of computing on the web. And so the various concepts, which we've essentially already mentioned already. So the first general idea is that we try to view parallel computing as a special case of distributed computing with low latency and tight synchronization. The critical idea of this sort of bottom-up approach, the use of the web for HPCC software infrastructure, is essentially software engineering. The claim would be that the web has the world's greatest information system, which information system is getting better and better. And the one thing we must get from the web is the ability to build software systems that are just much easier to use, which link information with computing, and provide both, that's true for both the software development process and the software deployment process, the use of these programs. And, you know, that can be, I mean, a trivial example of software engineering and the development process. Many people have in fact, been implemented in Java, many by Sun, I believe, in their standard release, is that when you have programs, you can easily use web technology to effectively automatically generate hyperlinks for subroutine calls, which either take you back to where it was called or give you the documentation of the subroutine. So you can use hyperlinking technology to annotate programs to make the actual use of these programs, development of these processes, a much faster process. Now, I must admit, this field keeps changing, and my foils are always out of date. So I never say anything as precisely as I on these foils as I like. So the other thing we have to remember is the limitations of today's technology, some of which are intrinsic and some of which are not so intrinsic, some of which are just accidents of the implementations. So so there's some things you can do today with essentially no improvements of the technology. So, and this is what the last bullet said. So independent of whether or not we can use the web to do parallel CFD or what have you, we can undoubtedly use the web to do what I call embarrassingly parallel applications. That means when you have parallelism coming from essentially independent execution of different jobs. There's an example we'll do of the RSA factoring application, which one of some sort of which we did a year ago, and various Monte Carlo programs have some of that feature. So there's actually a lot of applications where the parallelism is essentially independent parallelism, for which therefore the bandwidth limitations of the web are not a serious problem. I once did a survey 7 years ago, which says that embarrassingly parallel applications were 10% of all parallel applications. I don't know if that's true, but they're neither zero nor dominant. There's some modest number, interesting but modest number. There is another more important class of applications, which even subsumes the embarrassingly parallel applications, which I call coarse-grained software integration. So that's the class of application where you have a lot of components, modules, linked together in some fashion. So the manufacturing foils I skipped over had some examples of that, where you had a geometry module linked to a structural model, linked to a CFD module, linked to an optimization module, linked to an electromagnetic scattering module. Large modules. The web is suitable for that for two reasons. The web is naturally a data flow model, which is the natural model for such programming. And because it's coarse-grained, it's not always true, but it's typically true that the communication over compute ratio tends to be small for such large module integration. This is task parallelism, if you like. Whereas when you have, if you're doing the inner loop of your CFD program, that you're sending small messages, you need low latency, and that's very different from a whole CFD program sending data to a structural program, which is huge messages. Latency doesn't really matter. Bandwidth may matter. Depends on the application. So I would claim that today, and this is sort of what we're trying to do with this project called Webflow, which you were handed sent a more up-to-date handout on. You gave everybody a Webflow, Merrick? They should all have this. So Webflow is meant to be coarse-grained software integration / data flow using web technology. And I would claim, I wouldn't claim we'll succeed, but I would claim that's a reasonable idea because it's not automatically vetoed by the features of the web. Whereas I think it's sort of obvious that we can't do the innards of a CFD program at the moment using this technology. At least not in the way we want to use Webflow. Next file. So this gives you a bunch of URLs, of which the top one is the most important.